1. We kick off hour number 2 of the show. Andy Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Johnson,
he loves doing that.
Mouthful of salad. 800-259.
His favorite trick. Catch somebody with a mouthful of food.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up here, we're going to explore the reason why the Libertarian Party, the National Party at least, refuses to appear on Free Talk Live. But first, to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Well, I have an update for you on the free speech protesters in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay. This is Russell and Kat. They were arrested for standing on the side of the road with a sign. They refused to move when the cops asked them to, or rather ordered them to, because apparently they were really putting people in danger by standing on the side of the road with a sign.
Right. They were in a public area in front of a bus stop.
Right.
When Bush was in town.
Right, where there were other people within feet of them standing at the bus stop, except the other people didn't have signs, and they did, so therefore they were really dangerous.
Right, and they're both free staters, by the way.
Right.
But, they go to trial on June 1st. I think actually it turned into a hearing, but what's happened that's new is that they had a hearing they missed a couple days ago, and I think they didn't know about it. And so the judge has gotten furious with them, and the lawyer, who's like an NH Civil Liberties Union lawyer, bailed out on them.
Hmm.
And so what's going to happen is they're going to go to trial without a lawyer, and if they get fined, they're going to refuse to pay the fine, and they're going to end up receiving a day of jail for every $50 worth of fine that they refuse to pay, is what I understand to be the case.
I see. And, of course, the reason they're going to refuse to pay is because they don't believe they were being disorderly by standing on the side of the road quietly holding signs.
Well, I don't think they want to feed the monster while they're fighting it either.
Indeed.
Right.
I think it's a good strategy, and I'm glad to see that they're going to go ahead with this, because what we've seen in the past is that, that when we had the outlaw manicurist and we had Russell also refuse to show identification in the airport, they both sort of conceded to what they had done, and they would just accepted the punishment that was doled out. In this case, they're going to refuse the punishment if it is indeed a fine, and I think that's a very noble, brave thing to do.
Well, and there's one more thing they're going to do that's a little bit more noble and a little bit more brave, and that is they're going to fast while they're in jail. And this could be for weeks, depending on what the fine is. That is a source of some worry among those of us who care about them.
Yeah, you know, that's a tactic that I'm just not too sure I'm on board with. I don't know if it really... I mean, if they're getting news coverage out of it, then perhaps it would be worthwhile. But if you're fasting and being ignored, then what's the point?
It's pretty hard to ignore someone who is fasting if they've fasted for any length of time.
But if they're in jail,
I think it's very effective.
Everybody's going to be asking. If they don't let them in to see them, they're going to be, well, what's their condition? What are you doing? Can we believe you? I don't know. I mean, whether it's effective or not, it's certainly courageous. No doubt.
And with great activists like you, you know, on their side, helping bring attention to their plight, you know, if they are put in jail and they are indeed fasting, I expect that you guys would probably be sending out press releases. You'd be sending out information to the, you know, the local media, alerting them to this sort of thing. That way, you know, that way they've got people working on the outside to help them out.
Right.
Because that's going to be a critical portion. Because if you're just in jail all by yourself fasting just because you want to, no one's going to care. But if you have people on the outside that do care and are doing their best to keep the attention and keep the spotlight on you, then absolutely it might be worthwhile.
That's when it works.
They have the world's best libertarian infrastructure behind them. So
absolutely, and it keeps getting better, doesn't it, Dave?
It does.
Fantastic. Hey, have you met up with...
We had three move in this week, I think.
That's what I was going to say. We had one of our listeners call twice this week on his way from Utah. Have you met Rich yet? He's over there in Kansas.
That's great. I've heard of him. I've seen him on the forums, yeah.
Yeah, he's there, man. It's very cool. Anything else on your mind, Dave?
Nothing else.
Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. So, as promised, I got an email last night. And before I got this email, I was just letting this sit, because this was something that I had addressed before with the Libertarian Party on a national level, and the ball was in their court. Now, I will explain what I mean by all this in a moment. But I got an email forwarded from one of our listeners. His name is Nicholas. And I'll just read the contents of his email. This is an email that he sent to Shane Corey, who is one of the, I think he's the chief of staff of the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party. He says, it's my understanding that the National LP was contacted by Ian of the Free Talk Live program, and the party didn't even respond as to whether they wanted to have someone appear as a guest on the show. I'm aware that Free Talk Live has connections to the Free State Project, which the LP doesn't officially endorse, but I believe that Free Talk Live is reaching a broad audience and that the Libertarian Party is missing a golden opportunity by not appearing on this show. The Republican Liberty Caucus took the initiative to appear. As a party member, I would like an explanation for why the Libertarian Party isn't making itself known through this valuable venue.
Now, before you go any farther, you are a life member of the Libertarian Party, isn't that correct?
I am.
And this... It looks like Shane.
Shane is the chief of staff.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Nicholas is Shane. Corey is his name.
Got
Nicholas
it.
Is the listener that emailed.
It looks like Nicholas has something wrong here. That
he does.
That in fact, the Libertarian Party has. You know, we've talked to them.
Yes, that's what he got wrong.
Right.
They have talked to us, and we'll explain what we talked about here in a moment. He then points out, I urge you to take advantage of this opportunity. I've talked to people in the Libertarian Party of Canada who first discovered libertarianism through Free Talk Live. I think that says something about the reach of this podcast. So then Shane emailed me saying, you know, hey, what's going on here? It's the first I've heard that you hadn't been able to get in touch with me, because obviously we had. We'd spoken before about having him possibly come on to the show. And I wrote back and said, yeah, you know, Nick's got his facts a little bit mixed up. We had spoken before, and you had refused to come on my show. Why did he refuse to come on my show? Well, because when we have guests on Free Talk Live, which is not that often, you know, once a week, once every few weeks, something like that.
It's not a guest or aimed show.
No.
It's about the callers.
It's a show that you can call in and bring up anything on. But from time to time, we do make exceptions. And so we consider guests sort of a special occasion on Free Talk Live, and therefore guests are treated with a level of specialness, if
right.
you will.
Deference, to
yeah.
some extent.
And so if you're a guest on Free Talk Live, you get a picture on our guest page at freetalklive.com. You get usually a link to your organization and usually a link to the archive. So your guest appearance is permanently archived, a link permanently posted on our website. Pretty sweet for our guests.
Somebody could say that, you know, it's sort of public relations for a guest to come on. You know, it's advertising for that guest.
Advertising, yeah.
Yeah, it's a promotional.
Of course.
It's not really advertising. Advertising is something you pay for, and it's a little more scripted.
It's publicity.
But it's definitely publicity.
Right.
Probably better than advertising.
So, essentially, just to give you a briefing on the history here of what happened, is I approached the Libertarian Party, as I've approached, if you go to our guest page, you can see we've had the Advocates for Self-Government on, another very popular libertarian organization. Jim Babka from Downsize DC comes on a regular basis and appears on our show. We've had, actually, not only Sharon, the president of the Advocates for Self-Government, we've also had a former libertarian presidential candidate, David Berglund, representing the Advocates for Self-Government. So there's a variety of other libertarian organizations that have been involved with Free Talk Live. And I approached them in the same manner that I approached the Libertarian Party, essentially said, hey, you know, come on and talk to us about what's going on with the Libertarian Party. In fact, the news at the time was that they went to zero dues, which I thought was great news. I wanted to help them promote that. Now, zero dues means that instead of charging $25 to be a member of the party, they wiped that out and said, you can join the party for free. There's now a free membership for the Libertarian Party. And I thought, great news. Let's talk about it. Let's have you come on the show and promote this. And Mr. Corey said, sure. I'll come on the show.
You'll come on the show.
I said, great. Well, let's get you scheduled. Okay, well, will you go ahead and send out an email to your email list to announce your appearance on the show? No. What? No. Well, everyone else, the Republican Liberty Caucus, Downsize DC, Advocates for Self-Government, none of them even batted an eye when I asked them to send out an email announcing their appearance.
Right. It's we are trying to promote this show. We need libertarians and other people to hear about it, but certainly you would think libertarians are a big potential audience.
If we're going to be promoting you and giving you all this publicity, you should be promoting us back a little bit. We're both, you know.
Now we're going to see what Shane Corey, the chief of staff of the Libertarian Party, has to say to that. Because we think it's pretty reasonable to send an email announcing an appearance. He doesn't think so. We'll explain why coming up. Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonix Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonix Nail Gel.
Nonix Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. There's the wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki. freetalklive.com, over 600, I think maybe over 650 unique pages created by you, the listeners, about various things in relation to the show, the information on the hosts, the guests that we've had on, the issues that we cover, and more, all of it created by you. In fact, you can go and you can edit virtually anything that you see there. You can add to it, wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the National Libertarian Party and why it is that We on Free Talk Live don't appear to have any sort of rapport or relationship with these guys. I mean, we've been doing this show for 3 years, and
it's a libertarian show. You would think that a party like the Libertarian Party, this isn't some little tiny Republican type show, a little red state type show that doesn't have any listeners, and you know the Republican Party is so huge. Libertarian Party. Not nearly as large as its, right. The larger two choices.
So why is it that they couldn't be bothered to send out an email.
Well, because that was what we had pointed out before. I'd had a discussion with them. I invited them to come on the show to talk about their new no-dues thing that they were putting together. And he said yes. And I said, great, let's get you scheduled. Go. Can you send out an email to promote your appearance? The reason why I asked them to do that is because I ask everybody that comes on the show to do that. It's, you scratch our back, we scratch yours. We have you on the show.
Didn't the TimeCube guy do that?
Yeah, I think so.
He posted it on his huge site.
you know, if we're going to promote your organization on the air for free, it's not a huge task to tap out an email and send it to your email list. Anyway, he said no, and here's his response. By the way, this series of emails that we're going over here was done in front of Nick, one of our listeners, and also Maury from the Free State Project. So there were people in the CC field, so he was writing this to an audience, me and at least two other people that were reading it. So he knew he wasn't just writing this.
He's also been contacted and invited to call in and respond to this.
Of course he has. And by the way, Nick wasn't the first listener to contact the LP on our behalf. It's happened before. This is just one that it was brought to my attention. So Shane says this to me. Ian, thanks for the reply. Now I'm not so confused by Nick's comments. Yes, I'll stand by my previous decision and won't be sending an email to our list for appearing on your show. As I stated before, I've never been asked by any producer at any level to do such a thing and won't make it a condition for me and my staff getting on a show. You're correct about scratching backs. Typically, how it works is a guest takes the time to appear on a show to give a compelling interview.
Oh, wait, he must be a broadcaster.
Apparently, he knows a lot about
broadcasting. He must be an expert. It sounds like it. I mean, he sounds like he is telling you how to do your job, that he knows how radio is supposed to work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, instead of talking about it in that fashion, let's talk about it in this fashion. How many shows, top 10 ones, so we'll just narrow them down to the top 10 shows. Go ahead. Pick the top, anybody who's on the Talkers top 100.
Okay.
How many of those has the Libertarian Party been on?
Alan
in the
Combs.
In the last year.
I don't know. Is Alan Combs in the top 100?
I don't know.
I would imagine he is.
I think he might be. Now that's the last. The reason why you bring Alan Combs up is because the last time I'm a subscriber to the LP's email list, and they announced their appearance on Alan Combs' show.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
That's convenient. Now, the point I'm trying to make on this is a lot of shows are interview shows. That's what they do. Larry King, for instance, is a great example. He was he was really talk radio before there was Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
These shows do this as a rule. Free Talk Live and many of the top 10 shows, the sort of issues-oriented shows,
right,
have one talking head, and that's it. Well, not Free Talk Live has several, but they have just one person. So to step down, it has to be something extraordinary. That's what's happening here. It has to be something extraordinary.
Well, he says, let's see, it takes the guest time to appear on a show to give a compelling interview that will please the listeners and improve a show's content. In exchange, the organization that the guest represents earns media through the appearance. That's how this system has worked for many, many years. Long before we came along, my friend.
Well, see, it's very obvious. He's not telling you how it works. He's not addressing how it works with the Libertarian Party there. No, he's telling you, that's the way it works in radio. Why don't you understand?
That's how it's been. Who do you think you are? Well, here was my response to him. I said, well, that's an argumentum and ad antiquatum. And I love pulling out logical fallacies on
argumentum
people.
Argumentum ad antiquitatum.
Antiquitatum.
It's from the word antique.
Right. Well, what essentially that means is just because something's old doesn't mean that it's right or good. Or applicable to our situation.
It's like the world is flat.
Right.
Everybody, my dad always thought the world was flat. I should too.
See, Shane's under the impression that we need to have guests on this show. And that, you know, we're going to be a worse show if we don't have guests. And I'm sorry, but no.
We're not a guest show.
This isn't a guest show, and we would be fine without ever having a single guest on Free Talk Live.
And there are many guests that we could have on here that we would have larger email lists than we do.
Sure.
FARC, for instance, is a great one. I mean, millions of people visit that site, and they do it.
Yep.
You know, we don't do it for that purpose. We wanted the Libertarian Party on this show.
I probably shouldn't even say what I'm about to say. But you know who would be a listener, or who would be a guest who would probably bring us a bunch of listeners, like thousands? Val Venus would probably come on this show.
Yeah, if he has a way to promote his appearance, I don't know if he does.
Absolutely. I mean, huge, huge wrestler. Listener of the show.
Listens to the show. Yeah, that's true. So I pointed out, of course, to Shane that the Republican Liberty Caucus has a permanent link on our guest page with a photo of Bill Westmiller, the chairman of the RLC.
Right.
A permanent link to their website, and the Libertarian Party, nowhere to be found. Why? Because they don't want to send out a friggin' email. Now, look, I don't care. It doesn't. I pointed out later in this email, I don't care what you do, Shane. I don't care if the Libertarian Party sits on this one, because the ball's in their court.
Now, the Libertarian Party sat on a lot since 1971 and its inception.
Mm-hmm. It's
it
not
hasn't really accomplished anything on a nationwide basis.
The Libertarian Party is not going to make or break Free Talk Live. Sure, I'm bummed that we don't get to reach out to the thousands of people on the Libertarian Party's mailing list to alert them to the fact that there's a pro-liberty, principled libertarian talk show on the air, and I'm shocked that the Libertarian Party is not interested in promoting that fact when they're interested in promoting the Alan Colmes show. Why are they promoting their appearance on Alan Colmes and not promoting their appearance on Free Talk Live? Well, here's more of his explanation. If I start sending out radio show announcements, it would happen nearly every day and turn into an annoyance immediately. That happened under the previous administration, and I'm having to rebuild the list after a strong decline. Because he claims that every time he sends out an email, he gets unsubscribes from his list, and so therefore he doesn't send them out very often. Well, I responded by saying, I disagree. I used to enjoy the announcements, because again, I'm someone who's on the list. Perhaps you should have more than one email list, Shane. Maybe you should have one for people that actually like to hear things from the Libertarian Party, and then the other one for people that don't like to get emails. Because it seems like he's cutting down on the amount of emails. He's saying he could send out a whole bunch of emails, because they have apparently so many media appearances. And I pointed out that, look...
Well, it doesn't really count if you're showing up in the middle of nowhere in Arkansas or whatever. I'm just picking a state that happens to be, sparsely populated in comparison.
Well, it still counts.
This is a nationally syndicated radio show on 15 radio stations.
And talk podcast as well. But it still counts, Manwich, because sending out frequent press releases announcing media appearances makes you seem like you're alive. Releases about media appearances make you seem relevant. It makes it seem like people actually want to talk to the Libertarian Party.
Maybe they should be running an email list that people actually want to be subscribed to.
More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. Exercise can help you think better and faster. How does it work? Well, stay tuned after this message, and I'll try to give you some answers.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-300-1913 for a free in-home consultation and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-300-1913.
If your job requires good judgment and quick thinking, maybe you ought to be exercising regularly. There are several surveys out. One was published in the Journal of Exercise and Physiology, and another study from the University of Illinois that showed that regular exercise produces less anxiety and depression and also makes the mental sensorium brighter. And it also affects aging. So it can slow down the process of aging. Now, that doesn't mean you run out, start exercising so you can have a better test grade. doesn't mean that at all, but physical activity increases the blood supply to the brain and therefore makes the brain more efficient. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health and for the health of your brain.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us on our website. And you can get signed up for our email updates, and we'll update you whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. You get on the list for free. Updates.freetalklive.com is a place to go to sign up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, we're talking about email lists right now. We're discussing why it is the National Libertarian Party refuses to come on the air and talk to Free Talk Live. It's not because they're scared to come on and talk to Free Talk Live. At least I hope that's not the real reason, because there is no doubt that we're somewhat critical about the LP on this show. You know, we're not party sycophants. We're not party line towing people. If the LP does something we disagree with, we talk about it on Free Talk Live.
We do, but we do it to the same level that any of the red state shows do. Like Rush Limbaugh does, you know, have things, bad things to say about the RNC.
I can't believe, though, that the Libertarian Party can, you know, if they have unsubscriptions from their list every time they send out an email, that should tell you something. That the people who are subscribed to your list aren't interested in what you have to say, which means
let them go.
Which means that one, yeah, let them go. Two, if you're especially if you're not sending out updates, you know, very often, like two times, three times a month. If you're only sending out, and they're sending out what updates every what several months?
What, the Libertarian Party?
Yeah,
I've gotten maybe one or two a month for the past few months.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's
on an increase. It wasn't very often at
all. That's ridiculous. Most email lists send out a couple emails a week at least. So if people are unsubscribing from that because they get one or two emails a month, then you need to get rid of them. And maybe you should be running multiple emails. Maybe you should be running an email address for people who really don't want to hear what you have to say very often, which I'll admit, sometimes there's email lists that I would like to just get announcements. Just get announcements only. And some email lists, I'd love to hear everything that you have to say. And, you know, the Libertarian Party might be able to benefit from running a more active a list.
There's That's an how option. It used to be.
There's a specific option with we run a Yahoo group as one of our groups. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, free plug Yahoo, whatever. They have a feature on their email list where you can subscribe and you can set yourself to receive all the email from a list or announcements only.
Special announcements, yeah.
Depending. Give people options. You're the Libertarian Party.
Choices are good. Well, anyway, their current one-size-fits-all policy is to not send emails out very often, and he admits that this is a change from the previous administration. Personally, I think it's a big mistake.
The administration where you signed up to be a life member.
Right. He asks, should I break that stance and send out an announcement for Free Talk Live? What about the next host or producer that does the same thing using the Free Talk Live message as the president? I sincerely hope that you see my point of view. I do, Shane. I do see your point of view. You're someone that doesn't want to send emails out to a large email list that you have. You want to send very infrequent emails. And if that's how you want to approach your email list, fine. Okay, like I said before, I don't care if you don't send an email about Free Talk Live. It's just going to mean that you're going to get a little bit of trash talk on the air, and it's not going to look good for you.
Man, you know who must run a tiny, I know of a pro-freedom list, it must be just tiny, because he sends out a lot of email. A lot of email, and it's very political, and it's all about activism and getting out there and doing things. He's got to have a tiny list. That Jim Babka guy. From Downsize DC, his email list must have like two people on it because he sends out like
at least
five,
one day, 2 days.
You know, like he sends out so many emails a month. I mean, nobody must be on that email
he
list. They all have to unsubscribe, right? Nobody's interested.
He said on this show that he sent out three a week. So
three a week. I mean, if he gets unsubscriptions every single time
must
he sends an email, it must be
the Free Talk Live crew. We're the only ones on his list now.
Must be.
No, I mean, actually, he's got several thousand people on his list, and it's growing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. People are interested in what they have to say at
people
that organization.
People are interested in activism?
When they're talking about, what, downsizing the government and freedom-oriented movements? I mean, Wow.
So
what a concept.
So he says, well, should I break that stance and send out an announcement? You know, even if you are going to keep this very occasional email list that you have, Shane, yeah, you should break that stance. Why? Because could it possibly hurt to send out an announcement promoting the most pro-liberty talk show in the world? Could it? Would that be something that your listeners would not want to hear about, or your email subscribers would not want to know about? Would they be angry at you for sending that email out to them?
We get emails every week of people that are like, whoa, I never even knew that you guys were out there. I've been a libertarian since 19 whatever.
Sure.
And I'm so glad to hear you on the air. I listen to you every day on the podcast.
No thanks to the Libertarian Party.
Not
in fact,
one bit.
You know, and eventually Shane Corey is going to move on because these people cycle in and they cycle out. And so I'm not burning the bridge with the LP. I love the state Libertarian parties. Those guys are great. I called every single state Libertarian chair last year, just to say hello, just to introduce them, to let them know our show's out there. And I just asked him very nicely, you know, would it be any trouble for you to send out an email to your local libertarians? No problem. They sent out an email to their local groups, and, you know, that was it. And I said, look, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. They didn't even ask for anything in return. Now, I don't expect that. I expect to give something in return. I expect, come on my show. I'll give you some publicity. We'll pump you up, man. No, we can't send an email. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Let's go to the phone. So there's the expose on the National Libertarian Party. As far as I'm concerned, when somebody else comes in, I'll contact them and maybe they'll have some vision. Let's talk to Jewel in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Jewel. Jewel?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Upset.
You're upset? What happened?
Why do you guys get on there and preach that you should have Bibles in the school and they should say the pledge to the flag and they should do all this kind of stuff and yet use the kind of language that you just used?
I believe you've reached the wrong show, man.
Wait. Now, are you listening? It says you're in Montana. Are you listening on KGEZ in Kalispell?
Yes.
Okay. Have you heard us promote the Bible in the schools on Free Talk Live?
You don't promote that?
No.
Wait. Now, hold on, guys. We promote school and educational freedom. We promote allowing people to send their kids to whatever schools they choose. So if you would like to send your child to a Bible-educated school, then you should be free to send your children to those schools. Similarly, if someone wants to send their child to a school that does not have the Bible as part of their educational curriculum, they should also be free. What our message is, Jewel, is to get the government out of the classroom. How do you feel about that?
Do you promote that kind of language in school?
What language?
We don't even know what you're talking about, precisely.
I mean, did we curse? I don't think we said anything dirty on the air tonight. If we did, I mean, it slipped by me, and normally I'm well aware of something bad going on the air, Jewel.
That's what made me so mad.
It says here that it was the F-R-I-C-K-E-N, frickin'. Was that the word that made you angry?
Right.
Do you get upset when people say gosh?
Look that word up in, is it French and German?
German.
Frickin'?
It's the same word.
It means to strike.
Okay.
In German.
It's not to say gosh.
I see.
My 5-year-old granddaughter, she knows that when she comes to my house, it's not, oh my gosh, it's, oh my dear.
I see. So you're very strict on your language then at your house, and that's
controlling,
right?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but they're all substitutions for their exclamations. I mean, instead of oh my, you're saying oh my dear instead of oh my gosh, what's in place of oh my God or whatever? I mean, they're just substitutions, right, Jewel?
Yes, it's a lack of Roger. How is it?
Hey, Jewel, I want to have you hang on. Let's explore the world of language with you and why it is that you think some words are bad in the first place. Because you must have a reason, right? Why is it that frickin' is a bad word? Or gosh, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Women's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to Virgin Coconut Oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and the dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. We go back to Jewel in Montana. Jewel, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Now, you'd called in a moment ago. You were kind of shocked, apparently, by the language that we have used on the air tonight. Words like, and I don't mean to shock you, but I have to bring them up in order to alert people to what it is you're referring to. The words were frickin' and gosh. Is that correct? You were offended by both of those words?
That upset me.
I see. Now, Manwich, you had a point that you wanted to make when it came, because you're obviously a very biblical lady. Manwich, did you have something about
that? Well, the point I wanted to make is that these curses... Jewel, can you hear me?
It's good morals.
That's the point I'm going to make here is, if the Bible is your moral compass, cussing is not mentioned in the Bible. It's a man-made sin. It's made up. It's cultural.
Is mentioned in the Bible.
You know, there is no cussing in Hebrew or Greek or anything like that. I mean, they talk about cursing, which means, may the fleas of a thousand camels infest your headdress or something like that. That's what a curse is. It's to wish something bad on someone, but not cuss. Yes, ma'am?
Use that word in front of your wife or in front of your children.
Oh, I've used far worse in front of my wife, but I don't have children.
What I would like to know is, what is it in your mind, Jewel, that makes a word bad?
Because I think it's a bad word. You go from it and you go to worse. And the thing of it is, you know what it is? It's the feeble attempt of the mind
to what?
Self.
To what itself?
Express.
That's
I agree. You know what? I agree with you, Jewel. I think that using curse words on the air, or just using curse words in general in conversation, shows a lack of intelligence. It shows a lack of vocabulary. And in fact, I try to stray away from it myself. You know, people that pepper their language with F and S and those words are using them in place of a more descriptive term.
As a crutch.
Right. They're using it as a crutch because they're too slow mentally, or they don't want to take the time to think about the actual good word that they could put there in its place. So I think it's sloppy language at best. However, I just take offense to the idea that stringing together words, letters in a certain way could possibly be morally wrong. I mean, that just seems silly to me, Jewel.
I think she's right. Point taken, Jewel. My apologies.
Some people just like to swear because they're nasty on the inside, and they just like to offend people who like to control others. I like to swear every once in a while, especially when I'm around the religious.
But you don't do it on the air because...
No, of course not.
See, it's just appropriate. Now, Jewel, you sound like you were trying to butt in there. Go ahead.
Jewel? Why do you do it anywhere else?
Why do you what?
Why would you do it anywhere else?
That would be a question for Johnson.
Oh, me? Just because I don't like people to try and control language, and I don't like the control around me. I don't think I swear around kids just out of respect for a child, but for a grown adult to not be able to handle language, I think... is wrong, because I don't think that the swear words in and of themselves are the problems. I think people have problems with dealing with certain ideas. And if you can't have a conversation about an idea, then I think that's mentally weak.
So you're saying if there weren't people, for instance, like Jewel that were around to be offended by those words, you'd be less likely to say that?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
I think it's rude to cuss loudly in public.
I don't do that. I don't really do that. It would depend on where the conversation is.
Cuss, I should say. Curses. We've made a delineation there. Go ahead, Jewel. I'm sorry.
Where do you draw the line?
It's difficult, and it really is just a line, Jewel. That's the point that I've been trying to make, is it's simply a line that you've drawn closer to you, and or somebody draws closer to another place. It's just, where do you draw the line, really? It's a personal choice.
Or wherever it's at.
Let her go.
Hold on. I want to hear what she has to say. Go ahead.
Word, as if you used the word.
I didn't understand your question. Can you go through that one more time?
The word that you used in, if it was in French or, I'm not sure if it's French or German or whatever, it's the same word as using the word.
You mean the real word?
We actually looked it up. I know it's not French because I know French fairly well. We thought it might have been German, but we actually looked it up. It's not. So
yeah,
it's not the same word.
No, it's not.
And I believe that the word that it was related to is the word to strike in German, which it's not the same word at all.
My question for you, Jewel, is would you like to see some sort of law passed to prevent people from saying words that are objectionable to you?
I think that I would like to see them use proper language.
Do you think that we should legislate that people use proper language, or what?
I do. They teach it in school.
So if someone is found to not be using proper language, what should the punishment be?
If they teach it in school, why not use it on the radio?
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't answer my question. If you pass a law to mandate that people use proper language and people are not using proper language, then what should the punishment be in your mind, Jewel?
Well, I don't know, because I never thought about that. Never got into that.
Should there be a punishment, do you think? You can think about it now if you want.
I just think that if they teach it in school, everybody would use it. Our children would use it.
All right, Jewel. Well, we really appreciate your call tonight. Thank you so much
for
dialing in.
I don't think they teach that in school.
They didn't teach me that in school. 1-800-259-9231.
I definitely learned it from friends, probably when I was
in school.
Five. I think I knew every curse word by the age of five.
I definitely did because I
like to hang around with older kids when I was
There's advanced curse words, you don't pick up until later on in life.
I knew all of them.
You knew the C word?
Oh, yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. What preschool did you go to? This is your show.
I had some older friends.
You bring up anything. What do you think about cursing? Is it just a bunch of letters strewn together, or is it evil?
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Over the river and through the woods, but we're not going to Grandma's. When I come back, I'll give you the 411 on what keeps this woodsy trip safe and fun.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Move over, Grandma. Bridges may be great for over the river, but through the woods is too much fun to shortcut. Since many truck and SUV drivers enjoy recreational wilderness driving, here's the Safety 411 on 4x4 off-road adventures. Bring phone, food, flashlight, and fleece for weathering chilly nights and other emergencies. Travel in vehicle and people pairs, two vehicles, two people each. Drive slowly, steer smoothly, and to multiply the fun factor, take a class for beginning off-road drivers. And don't forget, when the off-road mud bath's over, treat your vehicle to a wash and wax. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can call in and bring up anything. Dean here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. And, you know, if we do something on the show that offends you, we always like to hear about it. Because if you don't say anything, then we'll never know. 1-800-259-9231 to join us online at freetalklive.com. You can shop with us. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then spend some money with us at Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. You can log in through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you over to Amazon's main site. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And anything you buy at that point, we get a percentage of the sale. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. You're going to get the latest, hottest DVD. You're going to get a new piece of furniture, camping supplies, baby stuff, clothing, and more. It's all there at Amazon. So kill two birds with one stone. Get the shopping done. Get it delivered straight to your house. And help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. It's Fred in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Great, Fred. What's up?
Calling from the Cradle of Liberty. City of Brotherly Love.
Yes.
I want to bring up something kind of substantive.
Okay.
It seems as though we're being deluged with fake polls. And
what do you mean?
Well, I think that I would say that that this is. I remember this happened in the 88 presidential election, but just to bring it more up to date. I think that when you have a problem that really people are get right on the verge of demanding a solution to, it could be a libertarian solution or it could be a non-libertarian solution, the big media seems to step in and mutes
I see what you're saying. You're suggesting ABC and Washington Post are covering for the government by releasing a poll that says that two-thirds of Americans are strongly in favor of the phone spying. Is that right?
Yeah, that's an excellent example, and there's others. But just to dwell on the phone spying thing, if you have a library like I have on surveillance and the history of that, this is a very significant trend of the NSA basically taking over what you would ordinarily think of as security, law enforcement, even though they more or less had an international charter when they started. They were never supposed to start moving into other areas.
Well, that's typical of government programs, and it's something that Americans need to learn, is that when you create a government program, it always moves into other areas. It always starts reaching its tentacles into regions where it has never it had never been allowed to be before. Government, yeah, by its nature, expands and gets more oppressive than it ever has been.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, the polls basically say, and the pundits say, that they claim that people have spoken and saying that they're all right with any action the government does as long as it's against Al-Qaeda. Now, I want to refute that by saying that Al-Qaeda is such a vague predicate, such a the type of thing that
it's a boogeyman.
Apparently it's going to exist 100 years now because Bush has said that the war on terrorism is supposed to last 100 years.
Exactly. It's the new Cold War, essentially.
It is. And you don't have... And so the polls are saying that the one thing, and then the pundits and the media are saying that people are for this because they want to defeat Al-Qaeda, but we haven't defined what Al-Qaeda is.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Hour 3 on the way, rules versus principles.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...